Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are joining me to hear another great discussion with the great Dorothy B. Gandy. Dr. Gandy was with us several months ago. I know some of you heard it. I know quite a few of you had a chance to be doing other things, though, because, hey, life has its responsibilities, I know. So that means some of you missed my conversation with Dr. Gandy. So Dr. Gandy is, first of all, good to have you back, and happy holidays. How are things going for you?
Well, thank you, first of all, Mr. Thornton, for having me, and I'm doing quite well. I'm still moving along, trying to keep myself healthy and encouraging others to be healthy and looking forward to the holidays. Now, of course, you know, on Thanksgiving, I ate way too much, like you probably did as well.
Did you have to make up for it with the exercise program?
I had to make up for it, yeah. I made up before and afterwards. Before Thanksgiving, I said, okay, I'm going to cut back and make sure I do my exercises. And then I ate, and afterwards, I got those pounds right back off. I did gain about 2 or 3 pounds.
Really?
And my friends are saying, 2 or 3 pounds.
Could they see it?
They said they couldn't, but, you know, I knew that I did. I got on the scale, and the scale told me I had done it.
So it was unequivocal. You had gained that 2 or 3 pounds.
I sure did, because I ate pie and cake and the whole 9 yards. I did not cut back. I enjoyed Thanksgiving.
And you know what? Like you say, that is that one time of the year. Mm-hmm. And you do something about it beforehand. You do something about it afterwards.
Exactly. And that's what life is about. Mm-hmm. We make decisions, and we're going to have negative or positive consequences, and, you know, we deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I take my hat off to you, because for the benefit of the people who missed our conversation before, tell us about your exercise routine.
Okay, what I basically do, I get up every morning. Usually I start my journey around 5 o'clock. Sometimes it's 5:30, and I do 7 miles a day. And then I come back home and do my stretches and get on with my day. I'm a morning exerciser. If I don't do it in the morning, it probably won't get done. So I make sure that before I start my day, I do my exercises. And it just prepares me mentally and physically for the day. It's just a good thing. It makes you feel good because you've done something for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And I know a lot of people who prefer to exercise in the morning talk about that energy boost that they get at the start of the day. Is that part of the equation for you as well?
Exactly. It just gets me motivated, like I said, mentally and physically, and then I can just go on about the day. Now, you know, I talk to people, and some people say that when they started exercising, you know, they started feeling better. You know, the sluggishness, mm-hmm. you know, was less than it normally was. Yeah. So, you know, I just encourage people, young and old, you're never too young, you're never too old to start exercising. I say, take care of your body now, and it'll take care of you later.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference because, you know, as you and I were talking about before, just earlier today, some people have the attitude that, hey, look, I'm going to live, and I'm going to live my life. And in their minds, living their lives means eating all kinds of stuff that poisons the body, drinking all kinds of stuff that poisons the body. But one thing about it, once we change our mindset, we can actually enjoy eating healthy just as much as we ever enjoyed eating unhealthy.
Exactly. And then we can eat unhealthy sometimes, but we have to do it in moderation. You know, some people ask me, well, you don't eat. Yes, sometimes I eat a candy bar.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes I'll eat a bag of potato chips. I'm not going to deny myself of mm-hmm. that forever. But I'm not going to do that every single day.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Yes. And once you get a mindset and change, you have to change your lifestyle. And once that lifestyle is changed, you do better.
And that's it. Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle change. Yeah. And a lifestyle change is a transformational change.
You know, you mentioned holiday season. And generally speaking, throughout the year, mm-hmm. I eat healthy too. And like you say, I don't deny myself everything. I don't even try to. I don't want to deny myself everything.
Exactly.
Every now and then, I'll be at a restaurant. I'll see this great-looking dessert. I'll get it. Holiday season, I'm the one who went out and bought the carrot cake.
Exactly. And I made the cakes and the pies.
You did?
Exactly. Yeah. And I enjoyed them.
Exactly. Now, I'll be honest. I've gotten 2 slices of that cake. And I'm done. I gotten all that I wanted from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't buy it just for me. I got it for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And if it lasts 6 weeks, because interesting thing about us, none of us are big sweets eaters.
Well, great. That's good. That's wonderful.
And so for the most part, our holiday eating habits are pretty much the same as the rest of the year's eating habits.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's a family commitment then.
Yeah, but I don't know how, because we never said we're not going to eat a whole lot of junk stuff, just because none of us ever said that.
But some people just don't have a sweet tooth, and, you know, some people choose to eat salty things like chips.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And some people do the sweets, and some people get theirs out of the drinks that they drink. You know, I don't waste my calories with drinking. I drink water with everything.
That's brilliant. You know what? That's where I really had to reevaluate, because I can drink up some sweets. You know, my thing used to be, okay, I'm going to try to do half and half. Any given day, half of what I drink is water. The other half is going to be sweet stuff. So whether it came from the restaurant and I brought some home.
You had to drink something that's sweet.
Later. Yeah. Or bought, you know, sweet bottled stuff from the grocery store. You know, about half. But even that was just too much. And so I had to cut back on the amount of sweets I was drinking.
Yeah. And then if you cut back on those sweets that you're drinking, you know, you can probably lose 2 pounds just from cutting back on what you drink.
Yes.
I've had some people who actually did that. I said, just start with the cutting back on the drinks and see how that works. And then they called me and said, sure enough, you know, I lost some pounds just cutting back on what I'm drinking every day.
That's, I tell you what, it's a sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. It's well worth it. And after, like Dr. Gandhi said, it becomes lifestyle. We no longer consider it a sacrifice.
That's
it's just
right.
What we do.
It's just what you do every day. Be like getting up, brushing your teeth.
Yes.
It's just what you do every day.
So you've been walking 7 miles, talking about lifestyle. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I haven't been walking the 7 miles since I started exercising, but I've been exercising since I was about 25 years old.
Wow.
Some form of exercise, you know. And walking has basically been it. You know, walking is free. You don't have to depend on anybody else to do it. You can do it whenever you want to. You can do it however long you want to. And so that's what I tell people. It's a medicine that's free.
Yeah.
And you don't have
so
to buy it.
That's right.
You just get up and do it.
Yep. Just move your body.
Just move. And you don't even have to leave the house to get those steps in. You can just stand right there in your house and walk in place. And you can do that for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and it builds up.
That's so true. And, you know, those are the simple things that we forget about, because in elementary school, they used to teach us one of the exercise programs we did. We didn't walk around the track. We walked in place.
Walked in place.
Yeah.
Walk a mile right there in one spot.
In one spot.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can definitely feel that.
Right. And I don't encourage everybody to walk 7 miles or 5 miles or whatever. Really, basically, as I've been reading, I have read that walking just 30 minutes a day is all that's really necessary to do. I just do it because I'm out there meditating, you know, looking at nature and communicating with God, and just looking at the creatures that are out there stirring around in the mornings. And it's just a time for me and for my own personal meditation. And so when I, you know, look around, you know, I say, okay, you know, I've been out here walking for an hour and 30 minutes or an hour and 45 minutes. So it's not that I'm saying, okay, I've got to make, you know, 7 miles is it. But that's basically what I end up doing every morning.
So, and I, you know, I've read that some people find it easier to concentrate when they're having their prayer time, their meditation time, if they're walking while they do it. Does that have an impact on your ability to concentrate when you're in prayer and meditation as well? It's just something that just kind of flows together for you to do one while you're doing the other.
It does help the concentration, because, look, you don't have any of those distractions. You don't hear any music in the background. You don't hear people talking to you, or you don't hear the phone ringing. You're just with you. And I, you know, I listen to my senses, you know. I concentrate, okay, just eyes, just focus on what you see here. Then I talk to my ears, just forget about any other sense, just focus on the ears, and I'm listening. And then I focus on the smells, and I focus on the touches. And so it just gives you a chance to just indulge in yourself and just kind of like listen to your own body.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Dr. Dorothy B. Gandhi, is going to be discussing several things with us. We know, for example, that some of you have some challenges that may have to do with health issues. Maybe you're struggling to get on an exercise routine that you'll stay with. Maybe you are struggling to get on a nutritional program that you'll stay with. I appreciate you, Dr. Gandhi, for sharing with us some how-tos, because a lot of times we'll do what we need to do if we know how to do it.
Right.
So I appreciate you sharing the how-tos, but I know that some of you also have some challenges when it comes to your educational improvement. You want to do what you can to live a better life. Do what you can to improve your quality of life, improve the quality of life for family, whether they be family now or family on the way. You want to do what you can to improve quality of life, not only when it comes to what you're doing physically with your health, spiritually through prayer and meditation, as Dr. Gandy was saying, but also financially. You want to get the education. And for many of you, it's a challenge. It's supposed to be a challenge. We're supposed to be working our brains and not just cruising through the process. Even that helps us with improvement, self-improvement, working that brain and going to higher and higher levels. Some of you have really found that the schools that you're attending are working out very, very well for you. And you're committed. You appreciate the experience at that school. And you're really glad that you were fortunate enough to be able to be attending or to have attended your school of choice. Others of you, though, are facing another challenge. You started school because you had a dream. That dream meant that you had to come up with a plan, and you came up with a plan to help you fulfill the dream of living a good quality of life for self and others. And through no fault of yours, the plan was blown to pieces when the school you were attending in order to fulfill that part of the dream vanished, and you were left out in the cold. With the question being asked now, what do we do now? What do I do now? Dr. Gandy has joined me to discuss that as well. So you all stay with us. We're going to let you know what else you can do if you've been left out in the academic cold. Stay with us.
So he said, let's run and we'll